Oh, man. Yeah, I know. I definitely agree with saying there about depth of focus and perspective on the whole issue. And as far as being far out, I heard a program on Radio 4 the other day, and this guy was a psychiatric historian, which is something I never knew existed, but he was a fascinating man. And he was talking about the fact that we was talking about Virginia Woolf initially, and saying that one of the things that she was said to suffer a condition whose name I can't remember, and which was basically the idea was that it was the condition basically stated it was women who were thinking too much, and so prior to psychoanalysis, she was treated forcibly treated to months of rest wherein she couldn't read or write. She wasn't allowed to read, or she wasn't allowed pens, pencils or books, and she wasn't even supposed to speak. She was supposed to just listen to what the doctors told her. And one of the things he was talking about was the political impact of psychoanalysis. Was the first time that that psychiatric patients were allowed to speak to the doctor. And you can imagine how liberating that must have been for psychiatrists to engage in a meaningful way with their own cure. And another thing that came up during that program was the woman said to him, she said, "So what would it have been that the Virginian Woolf suffered from?" And it was a complicated answer. But one of the things he said was you can't compare her condition with a condition that presently exists, because, and he didn't so much say this, but he was saying that really the labels of psychiatry are nothing more than they're kind of ways to deal with different ways of being. And I mention this because you're talking about depth of field in terms of thinking people are far out, is that the nature of a diagnosis in any particular time and place is very much about the concepts that are held to be normative, and not just like different ideas of ways of dealing with schizophrenics or depressives. But schizophrenics and depressives are created, if you like, by the concepts within that society. So, for instance, the condition she suffered from was diagnosed as the result of excessive education of women. Now, I think in the present society, the idea of anybody suffering excessive education is almost inconceivable. It's not just negative. It's not just that we would not consider that a bad thing. We simply couldn't conceive of somebody suffering from too much education, and I think that's fascinating to me. The idea that not only is a psychiatric diagnosis a definition or a box to put in people who are acting strangely, but the whole concept of what it is to act strangely is defined by the society. And not only that, but also the things that would cause you to act strangely are defined by that society. So I don't know. It's just something that fascinates me, this idea that the illness is intrinsic to the conceptual normality. You know, like the idea that we're, you know, one of the things that they talk about with the Occupy Wall Street is that sense of like people being depressed because of the society they live in, and not just because life is bad for them, but also because they're not allowed to own the idea that they can say that what they experience as being a bad thing is a bad thing. I think one of the joys we've recently experienced with the Occupy Wall Street, and you know, it's gone for a long time before that, but was that idea that people can complain about capitalism. I think if you look to people in the 50s, if you had been upset about capitalism, it was just something you couldn't say. And it was something that would get you into a great deal of trouble if you did say it. And more fundamentally than that, it's something that a great number of people probably couldn't have conceived they believed themselves. Their sense of identity would have been so defined and entwined with modern capitalism that to think that they were resenting modern capitalism must have seemed like an abhorrent state of mind. You see this, you know, with housewives consuming Valium in high degree. You know, it's the things that we conceive of ourselves to allow ourselves to conceive, the things that we regard ourselves as being unhealthy for thinking, the things that cause us distress to think, you know, are very much defined by our society. Anyway, yeah. So I thought that was interesting.